This doctor working up an abscess colonoscopy report, patient Valerie Morris, date of birth 6/26/1959, indication of dysphagia, diarrhea, persistent colon polyps, history of collagenous colitis, secretion of Question triglyceride cycles. Turn was noted mid body esophagus and distal body esophagus biopsy were done to either esophagus and associated with genetic application. Patient would turn around KY jelly paraphrasis, paraphrasis, and to see my sign called paraphrasis and called paraphrasis based on signal picture. Coming out, I saw three polyps, one each at 30 centimeters, 25 centimeters, and 20 centimeters from the anus. The polyp at 30 and the 20 centimeters, the removal of the heart forceps polypectomy. Heart forceps biopsy polypectomy and the polyp at 25 centimeter was removed with the heart snare polypectomy. Patient also appeared to be having pan diverticulosis. Random biopsy were taken throughout the colon and the rectum as a marker for the diarrhea and rural collagenous colitis the diagnosis patient has in the past. And also the post polypectomy site appeared to be unremarkable, no bleeding happens. For rectum, the rectum actually was intrahepatic, no bleeding, concerned for cerebral complication. Finally, number one. Question of triglyceride esophagus. Biopsy esophagus is done from mid-body to distal body of the esophagus who are using the esophagitis. Number two, mild to moderate gastric biopsy has a given fact. Number three, Gaussian exam should be done biopsy with a celiac screw or esophagus and tragus. Number four, colonoscopy of cecum. Number six, cerebral prep. Number seven, three colon polyps, one each at 30 centimeter, 25 centimeter, 20 centimeter. The polyp at 30 centimeter and 20 centimeter were removed by the heart forceps biopsy polypectomy, and the polyp 25 centimeter was removed by the heart snare polypectomy successfully. No post polypectomy bleeding. Number six was pandiverticulosis. Number seven, no eosinophilic colitis or proctitis. Random biopsy were taken for a colon rectum through a collagenous colitis or the macroscopic colitis. Number eight was hemorrhoids. Recommendation away from the thyroid biopsy of the thyroid biopsy can cause the eosinophilic colitis. Number two, as per protocol, with the entercord or fluent. Number two, away from the stomach biopsy, because probably look at five, which is typical. Number three, away from the small biopsy. Number four, away from the biopsy, the pathology of the colon polyps. The colon pathology can fail, then the fecal landscape in 3 years. Advice to take hyperactive more than 6 minutes to 75% preparation each and prefer away from antibiotics of colon and the rectum. The biopsy is the pathology of the collagenous colitis. Then treat the patient with the entercord with the short taper. If the patient could have biopsy comes taken from the colon for diarrhea workup and the patient continue diarrhea or recurrent diarrhea, then MR enterogram could be done for the evaluation of the small bowel disease and the cause for diarrhea. Follow 1-2-year sedentation. Repeat of endoscopy in 3 years. Repeat of colonoscopy in 3 years. Follow 1-2-year sedentation. Please have the conversation primary care provider, Dr. Ambika Soni, and cover Dr. Param Sari. The issue was December 2nd to 23rd. December 2nd to 23rd. Patient option.